You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course, why wouldn't I?
Oh, I know. Hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
Oh, we got some fun today, Jay. It's a game called Quarterback Eye Test. This is like when you were at the optometrist and they're like, okay, which one's better, one or two?
Two.
Right. And it's hard because most of them, you're like, eh. They seem about the same. I don't know if anyone's ever done this before. I might be a trendsetter because now certain media people are putting quarterbacks in tiers, and they're putting teams in tiers because it used to just be rankings 1 through 32. And they're like, oh, actually, we should separate them out. Like, this is the first tier, second tier, third tier. I started that, okay? That's my move right there. So this may become a trend, the quarterback eye test, if it's a hit. Don't know if it's going to be or not.
Let's give it a whirl.
All right, let's give it a whirl. Here we go. Are you ready? Quarterback eye
ready.
Test. This is just which one's better, A or B? A or B? Let's start at the top. Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow?
A.
Mahomes or Burrow?
A.
You take Mahomes every time?
Yeah.
Because?
I just think he's the best quarterback in the league.
Okay.
I
mean, is it close?
Joe Burrow is very good.
Oh, yeah.
Just Patrick Mahomes is just a little bit better.
Okay. And there's no worry that Patrick Mahomes at some point, the whole whoop act is going to start to backfire.
Hasn't yet. Keep riding till the wheels fall off.
Okay. Quarterback eye test. Which one's better, one or two? Josh Allen or Justin Herbert?
Oh, Josh Allen. I'm not a Justin. I just remember Justin Herbert at Oregon. I'm not a Justin. I mean, let me say this. He's a good quarterback, but anointing him with an $8 gazillion salary, and he's got a terrible coach.
Okay.
I'll take Josh Allen.
I mean, Josh Allen regressed last year in the final eight games of the season and the playoffs. It was embarrassing. The way they went out of the playoffs was feeble. They couldn't run their offense. They were a one-trick pony. He was throwing it to nobody. It was stark, I thought.
Was that his coaching or was that him? Same thing with Justin Herbert. Is it his coaching? Because what has he won?
Okay.
Somebody do that.
Okay. So. All right. What quarterback eye test, A or B? Jalen Hurts or Trevor Lawrence? Hurts or Lawrence?
Ooh. You can't push? No? Getting
no. Well, when you're in the optometrist and it's close, what do you tell your optometrist? I can't tell the difference.
Trevor Lawrence
They're about the same, Doc.
When I saw Trevor Lawrence lead to come back against the Ravens last year, I was like, okay, this guy's pretty. But Jalen Hurts, oh, my God,
Lawrence is a better thrower right now by a click, not much. Hurts is a better runner.
But Jalen Hurts' throwing got better last year. We can say that.
It did. All right, rookies.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I'm taking Jalen
Hurts. And you can say, I can't tell the difference. Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, which one's better?
Bryce Young.
A or B? Bryce Young.
Not even
really? Yeah, what do you base that on?
CJ Stroud did have a good game in the championship game last year, but I've seen Bryce Young's package. That didn't sound good.
You've seen his package.
I've seen him in the Carolina with his pack, and he's really good.
He's really small.
Yeah. But
not just short. Kyler Murray's short, but he's packed in there like a fucking brick shithouse. Bryce Young is thin and small.
Makes good decisions.
Okay.
Knows how to get down. I like Bryce Young.
I'm a fan of Bryce Young. I want him to succeed. Geno Smith or Ryan Tannehill? Which one?
Wow.
Geno or Ryan Tannehill? Tannehill's about out of gas. Geno was considered a shipwreck that could not be raised, but last year had an amazing comeback season. Was it real? Was it Memorex? I guess we're about to find out. Geno Smith or Ryan Tannehill?
I can't tell them apart.
They're
because
about the same.
Geno had the greatest season Geno Smith ever had.
Right. Okay.
Or after he got punched in the face.
All right. Here's the next one. Either or. Deshaun Watson or Tua Tagovailoa? Deshaun or Tua? Deshaun has sucked in the short span he's been around.
The word
half
is
a season.
He looked good this year in camp. I don't know what that means.
Tua had a nice statistical season before his head went screwy last year, but his deep ball is weak. Tua does not have a big arm.
I will take Deshaun Watson because Tua is one concussion
one hit away
from being out of the league. Yeah.
Yeah, but so don't worry.
There's another quarterback that might be on this list that I have concerns about also. But
all
right. Go ahead.
These are all, by the way, expected to be QB1s come week one. Here's a good one for you. Quarterback eye test. Which one's better, A or B? Daniel Jones or Mac Jones? Jones or Jones? Which one's better, Jay?
I can't tell the two apart. Daniel Jones.
Daniel can run. Daniel can run. Mac cannot.
Mac cannot. But Daniel can't throw accurate all the time.
No.
Mac Ken.
Yes. Both of them are as white bread as Osmond family extended members.
I couldn't tell them apart in Give me a white band.
Right, white band. The average white band. AWB.
There you go.
Okay. A lot of these are also who would you take right now based on do they have much left?
I would take Daniel Jones over Mac.
Okay. Let me rephrase it. Not who's better per se, but who would you take? Who would you take?
I would take it's Daniel a take Jones thing. Right now over Mac
and,
Jones.
And when I say who would you take, you have to factor in everything. Age, cost, attitude, history.
Injury history.
Exactly. Okay. Who would you take? Either or. Would you take Russell Wilson or Matt Stafford? Both guys about 35 Ooh. Years old.
I'll take Russell Wilson because Matt Stafford had one magical year, and then he got on commercials. Remember the narrative around Matt Stafford before he got to, or before he won the Super Bowl?
Which was what was the narrative?
Well, he's never going to win the big one. He's erratic at times, which he was a lot. He threw one pass that should have been intercepted in the Super Bowl and made that thing fade to complete. People forget that little thing.
I think you're talking
about.
I'm
not a Matt Stafford fan.
I think you're talking about the Jaquiski Tart belly ball in the NFC title game for the Niners.
Yes.
That was it. That great Jaquiski. God, I love that, by the way. How come there's no Hurricane Jaquiski?
You always joke, you could never find that on the bicycle nameplate in Disneyland.
Disneyland. No, exactly. Yeah. It's a Key and Peele skit thing, but good for him. Okay, which would you rather take? Quarterback eye test. Kyler Murray or Justin Fields?
Oh, God.
Assuming health on Murray. Yes, I went out of my way to try to pair similar options at quarterback in terms of age, how good they are.
If I had them both on my team, who would I start?
Right now.
The other?
Who'd you take now? Kyler Murray or Justin Fields?
I trust Justin Fields more than I trust Kyler Murray.
Okay. Who would you take, A or B? Kirk Cousins or Dak Prescott?
Neither are great in the playoffs.
Neither guy. There is a growing consensus about both guys that they're not that guy. You ain't that guy.
I can't tell them apart. They're the same quarterback.
Yeah.
Only different hues.
Yeah.
That's it. The same quarterback.
Kirk is Black Dak.
Yeah, it's the same quarterback. That one I definitely can't tell apart.
Okay, here's a retread category. This is the last gasp for each guy to prove they can be that dude. Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Really?
Baker Mayfield, yeah.
Okay. No. By the way, both guys are going to start week one.
Which is fascinating.
And both guys, everyone kind of knows,
you ain't it.
Nah. Okay, here's one for you. These are two other guys that I think match up pretty good. Derek Carr or Jared Goff? Derek Carr or Jared Goff?
Also, the tank is not on E, but it's on that your light is about to go on. It says you were out of gas.
Right. You better look for a station now. Yeah.
I would take Derek Carr because I think he moves a little bit better than Jared Goff. That's the only thing.
Okay.
I'll take Derek Carr.
I think they're kind of the same guy. Okay. Who would you take? A or B? Last four matchups. This encompasses all 32 expected week one QB1s. Except for Kyler Murray, who we know is out. Desmond Ridder or Kenny Pickett?
Not even close.
Oh.
Desmond Ridder stinks. I'm sorry. He stinks. I will take. But Kenny Pickett is one hit away. He had two concussions last year.
What do you think of Kenny Pickett as a Steeler fan?
I was off the Kenny Pickett train early. If you remember, I was, he stinks. He sucks.
And then he kind of found it for a while, didn't he?
And then about week nine, he started not throwing interceptions left and right. He's Derek Carr 8 years ago. He's like, he's serviceable. He can win you a playoff game. He can get you to the playoffs.
Okay.
And he's got weapons, though. That's another thing. But Desmond Ridder has weapons, and he still stinks. Desmond Ridder's terrible.
Okay, here's one for you. And this is the stripper flashed her tit for 2 seconds at you, and that's all you got to look at. Just a 2 second flash. One guy has really no history, but it's Brock Purdy or Jordan Love. Who would you take? You would. Okay. Yeah. Even though Brock Purdy balled out with the Niners, Jordan Love has the consensus of being the better prospect because of where he was drafted. And we haven't seen him yet, so he's clean. And Purdy was on a loaded team where he just jumped into a fast car and drove it like he stole it.
That's the thing about Brock Purdy. He, like you just said, he's on a team with weapons, and more weapons.
Purdy threw a lot of balls in peril, or BIPs as I call them, balls that were dropped, would-be picks, balls that were deflected where you're like, I don't know, bro. You keep doing that in this league, you're going to have some pretty shit numbers.
I would like San Francisco to tell me why Trey Lance didn't work.
Okay, put that aside for a second. I want your take on Trey Lance, because he was introduced to the Dallas media today. He's, of course, thrilled. Dak Prescott, not so thrilled.
What is he pitching about? Okay,
I got two more to go. Two more matchups.
I'll wait.
Either or, quarterback eye test. Who would you rather have? Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson.
Okay. Because? Younger.
He's younger.
Better chance to win. Both MVPs. Rodgers is now a bell tower sniper. He just wants to sit in the pocket and snipe. Doesn't like contact at all. Won't run for positive yards. Can't run for positive yards. Who knows how much is left?
I don't know if Aaron knows football has changed and you have to be a wee bit mobile.
Exactly. You got to be a bit physical. Oh, here's another sidebar. So I'm wondering, since they didn't outlaw it, and I've seen some teams try this year. The Seahawks tried it in their preseason finale against the Packers. The rugby push that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles perfected.
I thought they did out. They didn't outlaw it?
No, they thought about it. They thought about it and they go, nah, it's been 1 year. Let's see if teams find a way to stop it on their own. The Seahawks tried it on third and like a yard or less. They got stopped. And then they were going to go for it again, and then they punted like pussies preseason. But how many teams do you think will try to do that play? Half the league? Three quarters of the league? Or almost all the league, except for the Jets and Rodgers, because he's a little dainty, gluten-free tower sniper now.
I think half the league, because it worked.
It did fucking work. It worked automatically. It worked to the point where you felt like it was a glitch in a video game, like the corner three in double dribble that pissed people off so much, or Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl, two famous video game scenes that were immortalized by Family Guy. Remember the double dribble one in Family Guy? How fucking funny that was.
And it was, and I used to play a friend of mine, and he would go to the corner and just would piss me.
And it's gone.
Another one. NHL 94. You would get the face off, push the goalie one way, and slap shot the other way really quickly. It worked every time.
The whip-whap.
It worked every time. Yeah. There is no it. No, every time.
All right. Then the last one here. Who would you rather take? Quarterback eye test. Anthony Richardson or Sam Howell?
Sam Howell. I said this on draft day. I was talking to one of my best friends, and I said, Anthony Richardson is going to get the Colts GM fired. I said, keep this receipt when it happened. Was it Ryan Griggs? Is that the
– No, Ryan Colts? Gregson, he's long since gone.
No. Well, man, I'm sorry. Who was the Colts GM?
Ballard. Okay. Ballard, I believe.
Yeah, Ballard, okay. He'll be fired in about 3 years.
Chris Ballard is his name. Yeah.
When Anthony Richardson doesn't work out because he's inaccurate. Yeah. Yes, he's a freak. He's 6'5", 260. Yes, yeah. And runs a 4.5, but can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Richardson is fascinating because he is easily the fastest tank that has ever been deployed at QB1 in the NFL. Because he's not
Cam Newton?
Yes, I believe he is. Okay. Maybe wrong. But I think he's even heavier than Cam Newton was. How heavy was Cam Newton at his peak? Was he as heavy?
Cam had to be 250.
Okay.
Had to be 250.
Okay. So there you go on the quarterback compare. I like that. That was a good little exercise in, they both have their pluses and minuses. Interesting call. If you had to choose one or the other, who would you take? Okay. Let's go to the Trey Lance thing. Number one, what were the Niners thinking?
Yeah, I don't understand.
They weren't. They're morons. People assume a level of competence in NFL organizations just because they have lots of levels of people that are scouts and area scouts and GMs and talent evaluators and head coaches and everything else and a GM who makes $6 million a year. They assume competence. It's not necessarily true. Incompetence, as you know, Jay, exists in every organization, every line of work under the sun. And it can happen in insidious ways that are hard to sort of spot. Like, why are we fucking so idiotic here at company X? Well, we've always done it this way, and we can't do it because of that. And this was the idea. Like, we had this idea to do this. The Niners had a really shitty idea and took a gamble that was really, really dumb and then panicked when their idea was making them look dumb. So what did they do to the dumb idea? They threw it out the window of a moving car. Like he was stinking up the car. Oh, shit, get this out of here. Just get rid of it.
We'll get a new one down the road.
And if you think it's crazy for me to claim the Niners threw Trey Lance out the window because it was a stink bomb that was making them sick because they were looking so dumb about it, don't ever overestimate or underestimate the ability of organizations and men with egos like John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan to act in a way that is panicked or vain or illogical. It's the dumbest fucking move I have ever seen. Ever. Why get rid of him? Hang on to him. He might have to fucking play this year. And if he does play, he might be goddamn good.
How many snaps did he have in a live game?
I don't know, but he was 2-2. He was 2-2 as a starter. I know that quarterback record supposedly not a stat, but I keep it as a stat. Yeah, he played about four games. He played four games, basically. He was 2-2 as a starter. You know, he was uneven. He was uneven, but fuck, he's a young player. That's unbelievable. So he goes to Dallas. He's super happy because, I mean, it's the fucking Cowboys, right? Isn't that everyone's dream to be the quarterback of the Dallas fucking Cowboys?
Pretty much. Franchise who hasn't won a Super Bowl since 1994.
All right, Steeler boy. To be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I wouldn't even say the Steelers. I'm just saying that thing with Dallas is overrated now. But here's my next one. Why is Dak Prescott why are there panties in a bunch? Does he not remember he was a draft pick and they had a starting quarterback already? So why is he bitching? And by the way, you've got like 2 years left on a contract that if they got rid of you, the cap hit would be astronomical. Yeah. So why are you, and remember, you've got about 2 or 3 years left, Dak. Let's be honest. So
his panties are in a bunch for a couple of reasons. One, he knows his boss, Jarrah. Jarrah's got, I don't have an itchy trigger finger. I really don't. But you know he does. So he knows his boss, and he knows this is not good. He knows the dynamic of the NFL in which teams, fan bases, when the team is not playing well or lost two in a row, God forbid, they instantly start saying, well, play the other guy at quarterback. Every problem looks like a nail, and all they have is a hammer. So change the quarterback. He knows that, so that's why he's kind of grumpy about it. And ultimately, athletes, Jay, as you and I know, only have their feelings hurt when they're traded or when someone else is brought in to take their job because it shatters their worldview that they're special. It's a hard thing for athletes.
That they're not respected. You didn't respect me.
That's right. In other words, kiss my ass, because they've been so good at sports at every level since they were little kids. This is the first time in which their ass is not being kissed, and it sucks.
But the person who really should be worried, did you hear Mike McCarthy after the trade? And they were like, well, were you consulted? He was like, I was kind of in on the discussion.
Kind of in.
That's the guy who needs to worry.
Oh, yeah. He's already listed as the first coach to get fired in Vegas. The odds on Vegas favorite would be the first guy to get fired, if anyone gets fired midseason.
How did he get hired? That's enough. Anyway.
That's a whole different story right there. So there's that situation. And you want to talk crazy with quarterbacks. Did you see where after yesterday's cutdowns, the Patriots and Belichick have decided it's just, one is enough. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
They're going to get another.
Yeah.
I think, but why? I thought Bailey Zappi was pretty good.
Serviceable, which is what you want your backup to be. Serviceable.
And he was in your building for a year plus, right? And so it's like, why wouldn't you keep that guy? He's going to get some other scrub, but this is the first time this has ever happened. And it's either Belichick going stark raving mad, thinking, I can do no wrong, I've got all these rings, or maybe he's onto something. Maybe the 54th roster spot for a quarterback you don't want to have to use is on the couch. That's the roster spot. Spot 54 is your couch, Mr. Colt McCoy or A.J. McCarron. Or
I was going to say Josh Dobbs, but he has a job.
Right. Or Carson Wentz. Why should we waste a roster spot?
And Josh Johnson.
And money. Why? Right. And why waste money on you? Go sit on your couch when you hear the bring, bring. Pick it up. It could be us.
We'll call you. Don't call us.
Right, exactly. And then there's the Jonathan Taylor situation where he was not traded and he is stuck in Indy. He is on the PUP list. It's unsure if he's going to play week one, which is coming at us quickly in the front windshield. And it's the typical conundrum of, oh, teams say you're not worth this money, but if we're going to trade you, oh, we need a number one pick in return.
So now, but I feel bad for him because he plays for a crazy owner. Mm-hmm. And Jim Irsay is sort of probably crazy.
Yeah.
But I think he kind of overplayed his hand.
Probably. That's what,
And if he wasn't so demonstrative about it, I think he might have got paid if he wasn't so demonstrative about the whole situation.
Quite possibly.
But I could be wrong.
Are you watching Hard Knocks?
No.
Okay. Not at all. Aaron Rodgers, when he finally played in week three of the preseason, had an interesting flex when he was tapped by a Giants defender. He pulled the I don't even know you, bro, thing. I don't know if he said bro, but here's the soundbite, okay? Hold on a second. You know, systems here. Jay, let's see where my computer is routing the sound right now. Oh, I know why. Oh, hold on a second. This is going to be good right here. How's your day going, by the way?
So far, so good. Are you in Green Bay? Are you in Wisconsin? Is that where? Are you at home?
Yeah, I'm going to dump out a StreamYard if you don't mind. That will eliminate that. You're still on the phone. Okay, perfect.
There we go. All right.
Okay, is that a little bit better there? And then I'm going to make sure my sound is coming out via the Bluetooth Tascam. I don't see it, though, which is unfortunate. Connect, Tascam, Mixcast, Bluetooth settings. I wanted to play this for you, but maybe it's not going to work here, son of a bitch.
To the left, flipping it there left. There we go. Mecole Hardman.
Bro,
he did bro him. He did bro him. You hearing this, by the way, Jay?
I'm hearing it, yeah. So what did he get hit at? During the play or after the play?
After the play, all that happened was a stiff arm. Just a standing stiff arm from Chavarius Ward, I believe.
And Aaron didn't like it.
What the f- bro? That. Show some respect, bro. Come on, what the f- is that? Five damn stiff? I don't even know who you are, bro.
I don't know who you are.
You don't? I've never heard of you. Let's go, let's
go. And the officials have separated.
Jihad Ward. Jihad Ward, not Chavarius Ward. That's hilarious. He's like, man, that's bullshit, bro. And he's like, 56? I don't even know who you are. He's actually 55.
So now you've not let him touch that ride.
Show some respect, bro. Come on, what the f*** is that? Five damn steps? I don't even know who you are, bro.
I don't know who you are.
You don't? I've never heard of you.
Let's go, let's go.
You don't? I don't even know who you are. Was Jihad Ward's comeback of I don't even know who you are a good comeback or an air ball?
That was an air ball. That was a missed dunk.
Right. Because obviously he knows who Rodgers is.
Yeah.
He should have just said, fuck you, old man.
Something like that.
Fuck you, old man. It's a rough game. This game too rough for you? Fucking retire. He should have had some good yurt resets, you know?
They'll lose another championship game. How about that?
Yeah, right.
See, that would have been a great comeback.
Yeah. Hey, go drop some more acid, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, go sit in darkness, okay? This ain't some dark tent, bro. This is the NFL. It's a rough sport.
How's that, How's that one Super Bowl? How's that going? How's
one Super Bowl resets. Okay. How was the Rodgers clap of I don't even know you?
Appropriate flex? That was actually pretty good. That was actually pretty good because he's Aaron Rodgers. I guess he can say that.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Okay. Then there's this. I don't know if you got to see the video I sent you or not, but I'll play it for you here for those that are listening. It's of a young woman who espouses the virtues of letting her man play golf, but being with him on the golf course, even though she does not play herself. Take a listen.
Get yourself a cute little golf boyfriend, because then you can wear your cute little golf outfit, drink your cute little golf drink, read your cute little golf book, sit on the cute little golf cart, and not have to lift a finger. 4 hours of uninterrupted you time.
What are you doing over here?
And the boyfriend comes over like, what are you, filming a video or something? Is she a dream girl or a nightmare on wheels? I'll hang up and listen to your answer off the air.
You've got to break up with her quickly.
You break up with her via TikTok, her preferred medium.
However you have to do it, get out quick.
Because?
She's a pain in the ass.
But you're okay, where do you stand on a Where Do You Stand Thursday here on the Zabecast? Where do you stand on the go along and read a book girlfriend in any activity?
I don't like her either. I had that one, and it was terrible.
Did you really?
I had, terrible.
She'd be like, I just want to be with you and I'll bring a book. Yeah. I'll be perfectly happy. It's okay.
I remember once we went to an Orioles game, and as you know, I love baseball. and I'm into it. And she's just la 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 la, just everything but the game.
Did
and
she
I'm like,
bring a book?
Did she bring a book? I don't think to that.
Wasn't that Drew Barrymore's character in the movie Fever Pitch? Didn't she start going?
She brought her laptop.
That's right. Her laptop. Yeah. Exactly. By the way, that movie is part of my three essential baseball movies. Not best, Jay. Not best.
Just
essential. Meaning if you only had three that needed to balance out the different ways movies can deal with the subject of baseball, Fever Pitch, a sweet, perfect rom-com.
Boy, you're going to get hate for that one.
I know.
You're going to get hate for that.
I didn't say best. I didn't say most iconic. I didn't say pantheon movies. I'm saying these are my essential three. You can only have three.
The Sandlot is essential, I think.
Okay, well, my three are Bad News Bears, the OG, the first one, original.
Yes.
Bull Durham, because it mixes humor with an authenticity of life in the minors. And Fever Pitch, which is just a sweet rom-com, which has really good cut-ins of actual Major League play because they got the imprimatur of MLB with the Red Sox. And the good story was when they shot the movie was the year they finally broke the curse of the Bambino. Not bad.
And they had to, and the ending was different, and they had to redo the ending because the Red Sox won.
Right. And by the way, Drew Barrymore is a fucking dime back then. She was a girlfriend dime. I liked her.
I will take out Fever Pitch and put in The Sandlot because, as you said, Bad News Bears captures how great fucking Little League was. Everything.
It
literally captured everything. I could smell the hot dog juice, in that movie.
Okay.
Bull Durham, yes. But The Sandlot captures what it's like growing up in a neighborhood, because I grew up in a neighborhood like that, where you played baseball every day with like the same 11 people and you had a game. So that's why I think The Sandlot's essential.
Okay. Fever Pitch is also about falling in love with your team on a day-to-day basis by being somebody who goes to every home game, which is pretty rare, but some people do it. It's a shit ton of baseball, Jay. I couldn't take that much baseball every fucking day.
I mean, you grew up in the, without a team for a while.
I know.
So you didn't fall in love with it.
Well, look, even people who love baseball – Some would say I couldn't go to every game. That's a bit much. But if your schedule allows for it, or if you're a retiree and, I don't know, you don't mind spending a lot of money on major league tickets, you could go to the park every day.
Or if your team is, good.
Well, good helps. But I think going to the game.
I don't imagine myself going to 80 games of the 2000 Orioles, watching Tony Bautista strike out for the fifth time in a game. No.
Okay.
I couldn't do that every night.
All right. Before we get to FTG, did you see the story of the woman allegedly who smuggled a gun into Comiskey, had it go off, injuring somebody accidentally, and they said that she smuggled the gun into the stadium in between rolls of her belly fat?
Oh, God.
Oh, my. No. No picture yet. I know what you're going to say. Can we get a race check aisle four? Race check aisle four, please.
And it's Comiskey. That could be anything.
It could be white trash. It could be black. It could be Hispanic. Who knows? Here's the thing. I don't even know if it's true. It's been reported by Peggy Kaczynski for ESPN 1000, and the authorities are backing it up. There's no photo so far, no documentation. I don't know how, even if a gun could stay wedged between your belly rolls, why does the metal detector not catch that? Fat should not be a envelope of it should not be a cloaking device for a metal detector, right?
I'm just trying to think how. Wait a minute. So it went off.
Accidentally. It went off accidentally, and they said it was because it was in the rolls of her fat.
I got it. This story sounds a little. Wait a minute. We are not going to briefly discuss the BS High, or have you already discussed it so much?
I have not watched it. I need to do it book club next week, I promise.
This is me doing the facepalm.
I know.
Oh, my
God. Okay, well, give me the quick Jay recap on it, because I've seen the clips. The guy that was running it was batshit crazy and completely without ethics or morals.
Roy Johnson is the worst. I was trying to pick a comp for him in the sports world. The only name I could come up for a worse human being was Dave Bliss, the former SMU, or I'm sorry, former Baylor basketball coach.
Really
who,
bad.
Who made them cover up a killing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This guy is the worst human being I can ever remember saying. He just gives coaches a bad name. And the fact that he did this to kids, it's just the whole thing. He's a irreprehensible
human being. I think I asked Andy about this earlier in the week. I said, so did they close the loopholes in order to keep this from happening again? And the answer is no.
Nope.
It's just that people are more wise to it, and so there's less parents willing to go, okay, we're going to trust our kid to some shyster. And more importantly, ESPN is not going to have the PR debacle again of putting them on TV. So there's really not as much rationale to try to create a BS high again.
But it's just – then I listened to – they had a podcast about it, and the guy who directed it was a – not directed, produced it – was a former NFL and college player, and he was – he would laugh when Rory would try to tell him about football. And he was like, yeah, I played in the pros. Thank you. He's terrible. He's so terrible. I know a lot of people haven't watched it yet. Between that and the Gator documentary, which was equally as bad because it was all beautiful.
With the cooperation of Urban Meyer. Essentially, he was the executive producer.
Yes. Never talked once about Chris Rainey writing, texting someone saying it's time to die. Never talked about the Pouncey brothers, who were like two bouncers around Gainesville, beating people up left and right.
They were never unbelievable.
Never talked about Aaron Hernandez. Never talked about Percy Harvin. Percy Harvin alone is a 30 for 30 because he punched his position coach in the face and at practice.
Well, and was proven to be certifiably crazy once he went to the pros.
They didn't talk about Chris Leak like he had nothing to do. Chris Leak started as a freshman in the SEC. Didn't bring up Chris Leak's name once.
Did you hear Cam Newton espousing the virtues of Chris Leak?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can find
Cam
this.
Newton. One shot of Cam Newton. One.
Right. Now, Cam Newton also said, hey, I still haven't got my championship ring, leaving out the fact he stole a laptop.
I want to hear the laptop story.
Right, that would be good. Here he is.
Stories of the 2006 through 2009 Florida football team.
Untold story. I got one real quick. I never received a national championship ring from the University of Florida, but that's another conversation for a different day. Some of the things that I did not like about the documentary was how they played Chris Leak, in my opinion. I was watching it like they said things like we were just one quarterback away. Like, bro, Chris Leak was that motherfucker. Like, let's not forget how pretty of a ball he threw. And started as a freshman in the SEC from Independence High School out of Charlotte. Like, what are we talking about? Like, granted, Tebow is everything and some. But, bro, let's not try to dim the lights of Chris Leak.
So there you go.
No Riley Cooper. I forgot. No Riley Cooper was in this doc. It was just trying to get Urban his image back, which can never be done. No, we didn't talk. They didn't talk about Urban's, and I'm throwing up air quotes, heart attacks.
his exit was so shameful when the criminality just got too out of control, and when the team was going to not be good post Tebow, he was like, "Shit, I got to get out of here."
Yeah, exit, stage left. Yes. They didn't talk about his family, how his daughters hated him.
Well, his daughters made him sign a contract saying, I will go to your volleyball games. And then he broke the fucking contract.
Another irrehensible human is Urban Meyer.
I not only can't stand Urban Meyer as a scumbag, it angers me that the media still gives him jobs and pays him way too much money.
Because he's not even that good.
No. He just looks good. He's got good-looking privilege in life. He looks handsome in a suit, asshole.
Yes.
So, with that said, Jay,
yes.
Are you ready? Here we go.
I am ready.
Stand by.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do we have?
As you know, I love college football. And week zero, there weren't that many things to sink your teeth in. But no. For me, USC fan, of course, I watched the game. And, you know, I was very happy with the outcome. But until the next day when I listened to all the national pundits, oh, my God, this is the same USC. They gave up 28 points to San Jose State. By the way, the quarterback San Jose State was the player of the year. Oh, my God, it's just the same thing. Alex Grinch.
7 yards of play, though.
But again, they treated it as a scrimmage. They used like 60 players. They were rotating like hockey shifts. I saw that early, and I was like, "Oh, this is a little bit different." They have depth. They treated it like a glorified scrimmage. There was one guy I heard, Josh Pate was his name. I'll give him love. Who said, "Oh, I see what they did. They knew that they have like a six games in a row later on the season, so they're resting people." And they're saying what they got. I get it. But everybody else, the same SC, same. It's just stupid.
A talking point narrative got born, and it was too delicious not to have many people jump on it.
But and everybody jumped on it like a banana split. No. Come on, guys.
So to the flyby pundits who really didn't watch the game, didn't understand what USC was doing, didn't appreciate the fact that some quarterback only Jay knows, who is the, quote, player of the year in some league.
The Mountain West,
was quarterbacking San Jose State. You say?
Fuck those guys. But I will say, caveat, if USC gives up like 50 next week to Nevada, then we got a problem. But until then, I'll wait and see.
I have triple flagged this segment right now for future use in case USC's defense remains a disinterested pile of flaming shit.
Keep my receipt. Keep my receipt.
All right. Yeah. My FTG goes to an entity online that truly fascinates me in their patheticness. They are members of the Like Police on Twitter or X.com. They are self-anointed heroes of social media. They're the people who will seize someone's likes, object to the person they liked or the tweet that they liked, and then screenshot it and call it out in a tweet of their own while adding you to make sure that you saw it because they think you've engaged in wrong think. Who in the fuck are these people? I mean, seriously. Out there as the Like Police, the only reason I like things instead of bookmark them is it's one less click. A bookmark is a click and then another click. A like is one click. I like stuff to just put it aside so I can talk about it later on one of my shows or podcasts. I may sort of like it. I may not like it. I may hate it. And I'm bookmarking it to bring it up to clobber later. And these people are the Like Police. I ran out of music. So
that's it.
So to those people, I say, fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys. All right, yes, Jay. Amen.
You're the best, buddy. Thank you, pal. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye now.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.